could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. I'm your host, John Patch, heard all around the country on your favorite radio stations. Happy Halloween from all of us here. Joining us in this hour is...
Dr. Jared Lazarus.
Here to answer your medical and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the Scary Farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. If you want to give your cat a treat that will get your cat to do anything, Lick and Lap by VitaCraft. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can find it at walmart.com, and you can find it in pet stores. SCOE 10X, I can't say enough. It is the odor eliminator that will take out any odors. I guarantee it. And you can only buy it on their website at SCOE10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com for your dogs. Also, Workman Publishing, HoshitBookGroup.com. You can get your calendars for 2026. And don't forget, dreaming of your next adventure? Join me in Italy and Colette Tours at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382009. Happy Halloween. This is Talkin' Pets.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. It's tall, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
To jump to the left.
Put your hands on your hips.
Bring your knees in time. Let the world be first. But we can just be saying, let's do the time warp again.
So, Lexi. I think you can get up in front of the camera at Talkin' Pets Radio or Facebook Live and do the dance.
I do know it.
Do you really?
Yeah. I've been to the show. I've only gone once. But it's so much fun. And
why
I
do you
highly,
think
highly
that this is so popular for like the young generation? Because it hasn't gone away. I mean, it was like an older movie.
Because it's so fun. Have you ever been to one of the...
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
You're missing out.
Really?
You need to go look up props that you're supposed to bring and bring the props and then go along with it. It's so much
Everybody
fun.
Gets up and dances.
They get up and dance and then there's like parts where you like take out a newspaper or there's a part with the glove that you put on your hand. I've never been. I went like 2 years ago, I think, or 3 years ago with my mom and I had a blast and I've wanted to go forever because my mom's been into it.
I watched it on the news the other night. They were showing a news reporter that went and it looked so much fun. I think I went like way back when, I think.
My mom grew up in a very, like, conservative home, and this was something that she was still allowed to go see and do on the weekends in high school.
And
so
surprising.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Like, but this is, like, one of my mom's core memories, so I've just grown up loving the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Even the newer one that they redid is pretty good, actually.
I met Tim Curry, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A nice guy. Although, I saw him in a thing the other day, and he looks like he's got some kind of debilitating thing
going
on.
Yeah, he's not doing too well,
I don't think. And nice guy, though.
He played It. He did. He was the original clown.
He was the trailer.
He was the original clown.
Oh, that was a scary movie.
Yeah, but he was in the Rocky Horror. He was the transvestite.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but it's you know, it was controversial in its time.
Yes,
when it
yeah.
came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everybody loves it because of the fact that it's just so much fun.
Why
it's
was it controversial?
It's probably going to be banned now. You know?
No, I don't think so. Well, because it's transvestite, so it's men dressing up as women, and it has, like, just suggestive stuff in it.
And it's just fun.
But it's fun. It's so much fun. And just the whole movie, it's just fun. And it's just different and weird and wild, and you can just really get into it. And
it's perfect for Halloween.
It's perfect for Halloween.
And is it going to be playing around here?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah, you have to look it up, I'm sure that they have it. Yeah, I bet the Tampa Theater even does it, probably. I would imagine.
All around the country it's going on, because I saw it on the national news, and they're playing it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, just, like I said, all generations are into it. And it's just, like, no political thing behind it or anything. It's just fun. Just go and have
a good time.
It's
good, clean fun.
Exactly.
Leave the world behind.
Exactly.
Don't worry, you know.
100%. 110%. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we want to talk to you at 818-818-6401.
Laren, you're listening to Talking Pets with my favorite fella, John Patch.
That was Linda Blair. So, you cut her off.
Oh, sorry.
She's going to come at you now, and she's going to exercise you.
That's okay.
So, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. It's the Halloween show. We're going to have some fun as well. So, Dr. Jared, I wanted to ask you, because a lot of people think that their pets are not going through anxiety when they see all these scary things out there. And some anxiety tips that you know that for your dog especially, for the dog, we'll centerize on that one and then we'll get to the cat. What are some of the signs that they show?
They will hide. They will sometimes approach you looking for comfort. They will sometimes they'll shake. They'll drool.
I heard lip licking.
Lip licking will do it. Yeah, they will just constantly lick lip. But I see a lot of them. You know, especially when storm phobia. They see it a long time, and they will go under the bed and hide. Cats, too.
Yeah.
And they will seek your attention and stuff like that. But there are a lot of ways that we deal with it now.
They'll deal, like, some of the other things, too, are stillness, tail tucked, growling, or barking at nothing. So you either have a ghost or, you know, they've seen something they don't like. But in the signs in cats can be somewhat the same, but somewhat different. Pacing or restlessness in cats, hiding, like you just said. Decreased appetite.
Vocalizing.
Yeah, vocalization. Also trembling. And they salivate, too. Just like...
Yeah, they will salivate. But they hide their symptoms very well.
They do. Cats, and they have to, because in the wild, you know, so they protect themselves. But they'll also do excessive grooming. So if it's something's bothering them, especially Halloweeners or the doorbell or the music or something that you put around the house, because cats are very territorial, and you start popping lanterns and everything all around the house, that could spook them. And if they over-groom themselves, they have a nervous tic going on, and that's why.
And that, and if you see fur loss, that could be long-term anxiety. Something chronic is going on in their surroundings. But you were exactly right. Hearing strange noises, they will sometimes salivate, pace, vocalize if they're in distress.
Keep a close eye on your pets during this season, because a lot of things during the Halloween season can really bother them. And if you have birds too, birds will start plucking if they're upset. And one woman that knows all about birds.
Hi, I'm Tippi Hedren from the Shambhala Preserve. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. When the show is over, check out talkinpets.com. Also, shambhala.org.
I love Tippi.
Yeah, she's great.
She has been a friend for eons with me, and I'll never forget when she threw me a 40th birthday party at her place.
Did she really?
Yeah, I was so sick. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Not because of anything. I was sick before I got there. But I still went because she was like, you got to go. You got to come. You got to come to the house. You got to come to the house. I get to the house, like, feeling like a dog and, you know, that ate, like, too much food and everything else. And literally, I get there was like 40 people there. Bobby and Amanda from the show, from Talking Pets, you know, was there. And about 60 different lions and tigers.
She's such a great person.
It was amazing. Actually, that's when, behind your head on the wall, that's the day I turned 40 and I was not feeling good. And that's me and Tippy in the picture.
Oh, wow.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We got a story coming up. And we have a game to play. You got to name a Halloween song that we're going to play. And if you can name it, then you get a treat. But anyway, during the commercial right now, two people that call, if you never won Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, Sydney's going to give it to you. Call right now, 818-818-6401. Two callers automatically get the cat treats if you never got them before.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
An otter with a history of crime may be back in California waters, stealing surfboards. A surfer named Isabel Oduna in Santa Cruz reported an otter biting her foot and then refusing to get off her board for about 20 minutes. As reported by KSBW, Cruz was then rescued by local officials and sustained no injuries. The attack is similar to those by otter 841. They number them. A sea creature known for harassing surfers to give up their boards, who hasn't been caught stealing since 2023. Speaking about her otter encounter, Oduna recalled feeling a nip on her foot before she waved down a nearby swimmer for assistance, leading to emergency help shortly thereafter. I'm like, okay, that's not good, Oduna told KSBW of her reaction to the bite. Roll over or roll off my board and look behind me. There's an otter on my board. Marine Safety Officer Ben Coffey was on the scene and assisted in Orduna's rescue. You don't go out thinking that an otter is going to get on your board, he said to the outlet. But she was pretty calm overall and luckily wasn't hurt. This isn't the first time an otter has been reported harassing surfers in the area. In 2023, another otter, or perhaps the same otter, exhibited similar behavior, holding a surfer's board hostage and damaging water equipment. That female otter, named Otter 841, from the Mammals Tracker, placed the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, went viral after multiple videos of her being aggressive towards surfers and swimmers spread. Local experts say that the recent otter attack in Santa Cruz could be Otter 841 returning to claim her territory, but the otter cannot be confirmed as Otter 841 since 841's tracker is no longer active and may have fallen off. Otter 841 was released into the wild as a young pup in 2020 after being born in captivity and raised at the Montgomery Bay Aquarium. In 2021, California officials started receiving reports about 841 acting aggressively towards kayakers and surfers. The CDFW's original goal was to recapture 841 and have the otter checked by a veterinarian, but officials are having a hard time catching her, especially with her tracker inactive. Jessica Fuji, the sea otter program manager at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, told the New York Times, she's been quite talented at evading us. Visit TalkingPets.com, talking without the G, for more news and join our social family at TalkingPetRadios.com. I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call.
Let the games begin!
So, we are going to play a scary theme song from a movie. And if you can guess what movie it's from, all I did was eat a cupcake. Then you could be a winner. You could pick Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. And I recommend Lick and Lap. It's amazing. And also you can go with Dog Treats from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint, and Multivitamin. That's what you'll get. SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator you will find out there. Also, from the book category, we have Pets, Pets, Pets from Chicken Soup for the Soul, as well as a dog book. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. We also do have for your Stanley Cups or whatever, like your, what do you call those things? Tumblers? kind of things with the handles where you drink your beer out of and you're watching a game. We do have one of, we have Stitch or an NFL one. And we also have a calendar called National Parks that Jared picked out, and we're going to give that away. And it's a desk calendar for 2026. So you can go with that. Or from our friend, Trace Nixon. He has a brand new CD out. It's called Hand Me Down Name, Trace Nixon. You can go with his, if you're into country music, you can go with his CD. Those are your choices if you can name the movie that we're going to play. And just call 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401 and give us a call if you know what movie, what scary movie this original Halloween song is from. 818-818-6401. What movie is that from? Your hint is Don't Fall Asleep.
I know it now.
818-818-6401. Did you not know what it was?
I had no clue what it was.
I knew you knew what it was.
The first one, though, God.
Oof. Yeah, well, the first one, the original one, is always the one that's the scariest because it's so original.
I've seen the first one. I've seen them.
But the one that...
If I'm right at what I think it is, which your hint...
The movie that's out now in the theaters, which is doing pretty good, Black Phone 2, it stole this premise. Don't fall asleep. 818-818-6401, but this is a movie that goes back quite a bit. What, the 80s? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, it has to be back 80s. That far, the original. And that's a franchise as well. And there was even one where he fought... Like another, yeah. So
that one was silly.
Yeah, 818.
It was funny. It was. It turned out to be a comedy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
818-818-6401. Well, the killer in this one kind of had a little bit of a humor side to him, anyway.
He did.
Yeah.
Not in the first one. Well, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit in the first one. Yeah.
He had some lines
as he was killing.
Yeah.
Children. 818-818-6401. What movie is this from? Name that tune. 818-818-6401. And if you know it, you can win a prize. Call Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us. And you can be a winner. So, don't fall asleep. Be nice if your pets will fall asleep on Halloween night. But that probably won't happen. Too many noises.
I don't know. 4th of July is usually the tough one for me.
Well, people do fireworks on Halloween, too.
Yeah, they do. And so. New Year's and Christmas. And
818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
I put a spell on you. And now.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
A bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. Woo! It is a moose. Was it the hints, or do you know that that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no, no, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Huh? Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Hey, let's see real quick if somebody can get this. Oh, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
Four hogs. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse, I gave you two shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again. We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude. Man.
Only because we got like 10 seconds left. Jesse, give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't.
No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Gorilla! It's Gorilla!
It's a gorilla! Yeah.
On October 16th, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources reversed its decision to euthanize a visually impaired fawn known as Peanut. The fawn's life was in jeopardy due to what is being called a technicality. Prior to the agency's change of heart, Detroit Animal Welfare Group Director Kelly Labonte said, "This poor animal is going to lose its life because of bureaucracy." Peanut was living at the DAWG 25-acre sanctuary and was rescued when she was in critical condition and unlikely to have survived on her own. Though most wild animals are released after being rehabilitated, Peanut was not destined for the life in the wild because of her limited vision. Instead, DAWG hoped to have Peanut be permitted to be an education ambassador. Because of a missed permit deadline, state officials said Peanut would have to be euthanized.
Thanks to public outcry and bipartisan support, the DNR reversed the deadly decision. Peanut will now get to be an ambassador for the Howell Nature Center, who issued a social media post on October 17th. Ambassador alert. We are happy to announce that a new educational ambassador now calls our wildlife park home. Meet Peanut, a white-tailed deer fawn. Peanut came to us a couple weeks ago after being deemed non-releasable back into the wild. Peanut started her journey with another licensed rehabber, Detroit Animal Welfare Group, after she was found lying on her side, weak and unable to move. Adding, Peanut is currently living in a quarantine area out of public view where she is settling in and getting to know her new caretakers who already love her dearly. She's adjusting well and exploring her new environment. Quarantining new animals is a standard practice to ensure animals are healthy and free of disease and parasites that could be transmitted to our existing animals. After quarantine, she'll move to our deer habitat for slow introduction to our other deer, Isa and Jane. Welcome home, Peanut. Great work to everyone who fought for this fawn's life. Visit TalkingPets.com, talking without the G, for more news and join our social family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Jared Lazarus.
Peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Peanuts.
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 Yes, you're my girl.
I love you and I'll never let you go.
Peanuts.
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 Now, see, I think when you die, you come back at another time, because songs like this, I love swing music and this kind of hip-hop kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know I lived during those times before. I just know it. There's no doubt in my mind. So, but then again, I see dead people. So I really do. And we've had them.
Dead people come on as hosts.
They've walked down the hallway during the show.
That's good to know, John. You know, the Twinkie Mobile is going to come and two.
No, but we've had people see it. We were sitting here doing the show the one day.
Not me, Jasmine.
We were sitting here doing the show the one day, and a bracelet flew across the room. Just like one of the bracelets we were giving away flew right across the room by itself. Nowhere.
Come on, John.
Not kidding you. I'm not kidding
they
you.
They don't
at
come
all
around me. They don't come around me.
Well, yeah, they like you. They like me.
Probably.
So that we're looking for the answer to this theme song. What movie is this from? The hint was, don't fall asleep. But I'll give you another hint. Think blades for fingernails.
Edward Scissorhands.
Good guess.
Good guess. But you're wrong.
You're going to probably a scary movie, by the way. Really scary.
So Lexi,
not that one. That's not scary.
Lexi narrowed it down. It's not Edward Scissorhands. But they're kind of the same kind of scissors, though. Right?
No.
Close.
I don't think so.
It was close. Well, no, they weren't scissors, but
his were legit. He had scissor fingers.
Edward Scissorhands.
You've been around children too much. She's thinking Edward Scissorhands.
818-818-6401.
Oh, I love Lexi.
What movie is this from? Don't Fall Asleep. Blades for Fingers. 818-818-6401. Call, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. So, Dr. J.
Yes, John.
You know, one thing I did not know. A lot of people like to use fog machines during the holiday, during Halloween.
Right.
Like to scare people and everything in their yards or in their house or coming out of windows or whatever. And I didn't know that they were toxic to your pets. That's interesting.
You know what? I didn't know that either. But I wonder what in it is, and that one, if they put a warning on it.
You know what? You know what? I had one at one time. I only used it outside. But I don't remember any kind of warning like that. But there must be one there somewhere, because they said it's the solution in the fog machine that is actually causes toxicity to pets.
Wow.
So I would think twice about using any fog machine around your pets. Glow sticks. While the liquid inside the glow sticks is non-toxic, it tastes awful to pets.
It tastes awful to people as well.
To anybody.
How do you know that?
And you bite.
I've never bitten one.
You've never bit one?
Yeah.
Did your mouth glow?
A little, yeah. People, kids will bite them to put the stuff in their mouth because it makes your mouth glow.
Well, if pets bite into the glow sticks, it may begin drooling and race around the house because the glow sticks can also contain glass fragments that cause damage to your pet's mouth and digestive tract. So those kids, they just had razor blades in their apples if they're biting on glow sticks.
What's fun is to break the glow sticks open and then you put it on your clothes. And then your clothes.
All right, but that's not bad.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. But don't put it on your dogs or your cats.
This is not recommended to be done at home. Bite on glow sticks.
Yeah, don't bite them.
Not for your kids and not for your pets. So keep that warning.
And not for you.
Now, Dr. Jarrett, rotting pumpkins, like an old pumpkin, not good to get for your pet to get into, right?
I don't know specifically, but it can't be good for them.
Well, pumpkin is okay, though,
pumpkin's
right?
Pumpkin,
pumpkin.
Pumpkin's good for, like, constipation.
Yeah. Or, it's fiber.
Right, if they're farting a lot. You know who farts a lot now?
You? Lexi. No, Lexi's let a few loose during the show. I didn't want to say anything.
I got a loose hole.
Shadow, my black cat.
Oh, my. You did just not just say that.
Thank God I talked over that one.
Then repeat it, Lexi.
No. So anyway, but my black cat actually farts. She'll sit here in the chair next to me when I'm working during the day, and I'll be like, right away, I'm like, damn, Shadow. And she does. She farts a lot.
Blame it on the cat, John.
No, she does. And it's like, she's never done that before, so now she's farting more. But pumpkin and pumpkin seeds are safe for dogs and cats in small quantities. If the pumpkin or seeds are moldy or rotting, this is a concern. And a chunk of pumpkin rind could also cause an intestinal blockage. Obstruction.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
And then what would you have to do, doctor, if there's an intestinal obstruction?
That's a good question.
You're not going to fart that out.
No. It depends where the obstruction is. It depends the size of it. You can wait for it. You don't want to wait for it. Thanks for that.
Sorry. Sorry.
Let's be serious here, guys. We're talking pumpkin obstruction and farting. Okay, so...
it is the Halloween show.
Yes, it is. But in all seriousness, go to your veterinarian, and what they might want to do is take an x-ray, and then 24 hours later, take another x-ray and see if it's moving. But if there is vomiting, the question is, how do you know if there's a piece of pumpkin there? Vomiting that doesn't stop. I don't know, chunks of pumpkin that are coming out their rear end. Inspect your
You better hope animals. They have a loose hole if there's, you know, something stuck up there.
All right, enough with the holes, guys. You're making my...
So, on that note, you may want to visit an emergency vet if your vet's not open. But, on this note, Steve... In Oceanside, California, I know he knows what it is. Steve, what is it? What is the theme song that's playing? What movie is this from?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Lexi, you had to look at me and go, is that right?
I didn't want to hit it and not be wrong.
No, you're right, Steve. Congratulations. What do you want to go with, Steve? We've got cat treats, dog treats. We got the tumbler, kind of like a bracelet that goes on your tumbler. We've got dog book. We got a pets book, which just came out from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's brand new. Collapsible water bowl for talking pets. We have a calendar, and today we're giving away the National Parks calendar. It's a desk calendar, so that's pretty cool. And we have a CD from Trace Nixon, a friend of the program. He just put out a new country CD, if you want to go with that. What do you think?
Stitch.
Which one?
The Stitch.
Stitch?
Oh, Stitch Tumblr?
Yeah. I thought you called me a female dog.
That's what I thought. I was like, that's I was like, whoa.
I was like, what? Next adventure, John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy. featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Creeper.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, y'all, get up, how'd you get so lit up? Gosh, y'all, get up, how'd you get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters.
So, just to clarify, Steve in Oceanside, California, got the Stitch Tumblr bracelet. Not the bitch Tumblr bracelet. And nor was he calling me a female dog that I know of. But he did guess Nightmare on Elm Street. And he got the Stitch. And if you're watching this on Facebook Live, I'm holding it up right now. It's really adorable and cute. He is getting that. So, congratulations, Steve.
Do you know who's in Nightmare on Elm Street that I think is weird that I don't think of often being in it until I look at the cast? Is Johnny Depp.
Yeah. And
what?
Yeah.
Yes, Johnny Depp is in it. And actually, I'm going to ruin it. If you haven't seen Nightmare on Elm Street, plug your ears.
Who did he play?
He plays the one guy that gets eaten by the bed. Like, yeah. Yes, yeah. That's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, way I back when. That's how old. That's how old we are. Because I remember that. I didn't want to lay in my bed after that.
Yeah, I watched. I remember watching, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, Johnny Depp's in it!" And then he dies, and he gets like blended by his bed almost. Like, that's what it looks like.
You played Jeepers Creepers just then. And that's one of my favorite movies.
Well, I love Justin Long. Anything that Justin Long is in, I will watch.
The girl that plays the sister and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was such a good movie.
I love him. He's so good.
But did you see the second one?
No. Yeah, that one.
With the kids on the school bus.
Yeah, that one
was
okay.
Just as good.
Yeah.
You know, that was really good.
It didn't have Justin Long. It did in the very beginning. Right. It shows him, but it didn't have Justin Long.
It was great.
So it's not as good.
Don't watch the third one. It's horrible. It's a prequel, I think, so it's not that great.
Another horror movie with Justin Long is Tusk. That was really good. Another horror movie with Justin Long is Barbarian.
Justin Long, call us, because apparently Lexi is
smitten
with you.
I would die.
I heard he's a really nice guy. He used to date. Okay, I'm getting text messages from Drew Barrymore like crazy, but I don't know if it's really Drew. Mm. And she dated Justin Long. So,
well, tell her to put me in contact with him.
And I did bring up a question that maybe only Drew would know, and she got it right. So I was like, now I don't know.
Do you know her?
With AI and everything. Well, we know circles of each other. But I don't know how I got in touch. I sent something through her Facebook or whatever, and then all of a sudden she started reaching out to me. And I'm just not sure if it's her. So, Drew, if this is you... I don't mean to be mean or anything, but you don't know who's calling you these days. You don't even know if the person, like, it's scary out there in computer world with all the AI and everything that's going on.
What's
now?
She going to do if you call her? She can't
exactly.
Get through the phone.
I mean,
this is John.
Yeah.
And see if she knows who you are.
Apparently she does because she's texting me. So
did she use your name?
She knows the show. So
did you say, hey, John?
Why would I say, hey, John?
No. When she texted you, did she call you by name?
Yes. But my name.
I'll call right
my
now.
My name is out there everywhere because of the show.
Oh.
And the movies that I was in, which you did see the premiere of the one movie that I did, Velvet
that was
Hammer.
Great.
You know, it's got a 9.6 rating on IMDb.
It deserves it. You guys did a great job.
And I got a text message from the director in a roundabout way basically saying, and I don't know if this is true or not going to happen, but it could be considered an Oscar time for a short film. So,
Rip.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Velvet Hammer. Check it out. By the way, congratulations to everybody who won today. This is our Halloween show, so we're silly and a little crazy and yada, yada, yada. I hope you had a good time and laughed and, you know, had
and thank
fun.
Thank you for the birthday.
And learned some things as well. Oh, and I did want to say, before we say goodbye for the Halloween show, you know, everybody uses those cobwebs, those fake cobwebs in their house and on their porch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Be very weary because... cats, especially, they'll play with them, and they'll swallow them.
Mm.
Yep.
And they'll also get stuck in the intestine. And like Dr. J, you said, you're going to have to go in and get it out.
In your foreign body, they will vomit, and that's surgery right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's expensive surgery,
isn't it? Expensive, but you need to bring them in, or they will die.
Right.
Most likely.
It'll obstruct.
Mm-hmm. It'll obstruct, and it'll
back
tear
up
through the intestines.
And if that happens, then you're septic.
Peritonitis, septic, and death.
Yeah.
So... the take-home message is, if you think there's a problem, even a remote problem, go to an emergency vet. And when you get a pet, please buy pet insurance. Veterinary medicine is very expensive these days.
Oh, like everything else.
Get veterinary insurance.
I thought things were supposed to go down. Not. By the way, also for your pets, make sure that they have some kind of identification on them, because, and preferably a microchip, because if your cat or your dog or even your guinea pig runs out that door when you're opening it and closing it for Halloweeners and they get lost.
Did you say Halloweeners?
He's been saying it all show. I'm surprised that this is the first time.
I grew up in Pennsylvania. You never heard, we always said Halloweeners.
I probably never hear it again.
Well, what do you say? Halloween kids?
Halloween. I don't
trick-or-treaters.
Trick-or-treaters? We said Halloweeners.
Yeah. Oh, that's a Pennsylvania.
You have a Halloweener. Knock, knock, knock. So, anyway.
Bye, I don't have a Halloweener.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
See, he thought so.
Yeah.
So, again, you want to spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population, because it really needs to. And please adopt a dog, cat, whatever you're looking for at your local shelter or rescue. They need the help as well. And just be very safe out there. And like Dr. Jared's saying on certain things and everything, just, you know, if you think that there's something wrong, get it checked out.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, because you don't want to lose your pet over something. And just use your intelligence.
Like common sense, common right, judgment.
If you're like putting things around the house, decorations and everything, just be very careful of what might get into them. And Jared said it earlier in the night, is like with candies, like the chocolates are toxic to them. Also, the wrappers can cause damage, right? And the wrappers can actually...
Destruct. They can cause string farm. Yeah.
And they could cut the intestine, yes, too, depending on the wrapper. And what happens if they do get into some kind of tinsely stuff and it's coming out the other end? Don't pull, right?
Do not pull. Go to the veterinarian. Let them, I'm telling you, if you pull on it, even if you think you can get it out, you can cause a lot of damage, especially near the rectum.
Yeah, because you can pull something else out, like the intestine, or you can rip the intestine.
You can lacerate the large intestine, and then they become septic, and then you got a whole new set of problems that's going to cost you $5,000 to fix.
And then, you know, we talked about fireworks. I mean, it's not the 4th of July, but it is Halloween, and people are going to be shooting them off. So we all know how that is for pets. A lot of pets have anxiety issues with them.
Look at this cat.
Oh, because you were playing with a wrapper. She thinks you're giving her a treat.
Oh.
Fatty.
So.
Look at her. She's so fat.
You like me now, don't you?
I love my shadow. She's giving you
she
a dirty
really
look, Lexi.
Pretty.
You called her fat.
No, she I love you.
She's giving me a nasty.
Hey, look. Also, pet costumes, don't put it on your pet if they don't want it. That's very cruel. They don't like it. You may think it's funny, but they don't. And it could be obstructing to them as well. So,
yes. Good advice, Sean.
You got 10 seconds. Anything else other than happy Halloween?
Happy Halloween.
And happy birthday, Jared.
Thank you
Dr.
Very
Jared.
Much.
Happy birthday.
Figures you were born around Halloween. Bye for now. Say bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.